Jared Croker, the Raiders co-captain. How are you, mate?
Going good, thanks, mate. How you going?
Yeah, very well, thanks. And firstly, how's the injury, shoulder? And
it's not too bad, mate. It's just...
shoulder? Shoulder?
More shoulder, yeah. Yeah, I just the one I had surgery on last year, I just jammed it up. And at the moment, it's just taking a bit to settle down. And you know, when it's not settling down, you can't get it strong, therefore it's weak and probably a bit vulnerable to happen again. So at this time of your career, mate, it's probably the one that where you got to give it a week or two and make sure you actually get it right. So, we'll just play it week to week and hopefully the boys can just get a win and change everything around tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a key, isn't it, just to win.
Yeah.
It's amazing in sport. We've discussed it that many times throughout this week. No matter what club you are, everyone has the same issues. But when you're winning, nothing seems to get out in the open.
Nah.
Yet when you lose... If you've got a little crack, all of a sudden they become wider and people delve a little bit further into it.
Yeah. Even if there's not a crack, the media goes digging. There's got to be a reason why a team like the Raiders right now, why they're losing. That's the perception. But sometimes you can just, sometimes you can just not be at your best or you can let yourself down in certain areas.
And we are, mate. That's what's happening. We're just not playing our best footy for 80 minutes. Against South last week, we're up at 16-8. Just little glimpses, mainly been after half time, just little glimpses where we've let sides back in the game and we've seen what teams can do with momentum, mate. And we've unfortunately just been on the back end of South getting good momentum and Parramatta getting good momentum and Penrith getting good momentum at key times. And all of a sudden it's two or three tries and you're away.
How do you, at a time like this where there are eyes on the team and speculation about whatever it is, whether it's players, whether it's Ricky, whatever it is, how do you as a senior player and captain keep the team as tight as possible?
Yeah, it's certainly been testing the last couple of weeks, mate. It's like you said, they find one little thing and all of a sudden it's everything's out in the open and everything's gone astray apparently. But you really find out and you know, mate, and who your tight mates are and who your real good friends are in these tough times. And the boys are good. The boys stick together. We've said how long we've got how we've built this culture over a couple of years and how strong the playing group is. And mate, if you went to training and you wouldn't know a thing's wrong. The boys are in there, they're upbeat, they're jumping around, they're training hard. I mean, every team trains hard, mate. It's the boys are doing everything right. Like I said, those little key moments in the game, we're just not getting at the moment. And we need to pick up one. And like you said, mate, a win comes, then another win comes, and all of a sudden there's no cracks and everyone's forgotten about it.
Everyone's best mates again.
No one's asking about my shoulder next week. That's the way it is, mate. I know what it's like, so. Hopefully we can change it all tomorrow.
What gives you the confidence tomorrow they can win?
I think that being in the bush is a big thing. I think we've been out here. We really enjoy it. We've played out here a lot. We've been to Bathurst a lot. We travel well. We get away well together. And after four losses, the best thing we could have done is get away, to be honest. So the boys are enjoying it out here. And, getting around that community, the country air, it's an easy thing to say. But genuinely, you feel good out here. You feel like you're playing, you relax more. Someone like Jack White and playing out in the footy, in the bush, he just grows another leg. And he's been great for us as it is. So I'm looking forward to Jacko playing tomorrow and, in front of a fair crowd that they'll get behind us.
I saw a few of the boys last night, and I've always said this about Raiders and football teams. You can tell a lot about their team in how they approach people and talk to people, and you guys are very engaging. And even for myself last night, seeing a couple of players come and say g'day, I mean, it makes you feel like, you're welcome, and it makes you feel like, oh, gee, they actually know and respect the history of the Raiders.
Mate, that's what Ricky's built into this club, too, over the last 6 years. How long he's been here? I think 6 years. He's all about a history. We've got every Friday, we've got more in the pre-season, we've got a quiz, 20-question quiz about 91 grand finals, 89. Who's won this? Who's played this many games? We've got our own lockers with everyone. You've been through training. How many?
Awesome.
Who's on your locker? What game? How many games they played? And it's Joe Picker's in there. Someone who a lot of people might not know, Joey Picker. He's in the locker. Like, people know who they are. And it's come to the point now where I've got mates who left the club, and they're disappointed everyone leaves, but now they're excited about coming back to our old boys' room.
One thing that I've found fascinating, and one of the greatest things I reckon the Raiders have done, and I don't know whether all clubs do it, but when they have that reunion game against the Tigers, and obviously they couldn't do it last year, but for 2019, when they played the Raiders played the Tigers, and then after the game, it was an old boys reunion, so the old boys all go down to the sheds. and they all have a beer with the younger guys.
Current players. Playing.
Yeah, and it was just... Yeah, great. And I've probably been lucky because I had just been out of it because I'd finished Origin coaching only a couple of years before. But some of the guys that haven't been around footy sheds for years, just to speak with them and see how excited they were and to feel a part of it.
Yeah, it's good.
I think it's special.
Yeah, it is. And like you said, those blokes probably never expected that. And since we've incorporated that into the club, they give them their Raiders pin. They get them a training captain's run shirt with their name on the back, their player number. And Brett Dixie, the count, does it. He does it so well. Everything. You get a pair of budgie smugglers, they've got your Raiders number on them. Like, he absolutely loves it. So, yeah, it's... They're the things that people are forgetting about over the last couple of weeks as well. So you win and all that comes back out as well.
How's Ricky going at the moment? Again, we see him last night. He looks exactly the same and sounds exactly the same. And I guess I mentioned on air the other day with Loz and Mido that I actually feel like a situation like this will bring the best out in someone like Ricky. He doesn't sugarcoat his toughness. He says it straight. And I'm sure he has huge expectation from you boys. But I also feel part of him looks for opportunities like this when he feels like it's the world against the Raiders. How do we prove people wrong? Do you get a sense? Is he like that?
Yeah, that's how he likes it. Yeah. It's us against the world, and he won't take a backward step, and he's always been like that.
Always been like that, even as a player.
Yeah, I was going to say,
even
as
a player, mate, very competitive. And we used to blue on the field, Ricky and I.
I know, we've had conversations where he's going, you need to be saying this to this. Do I have to? Mal used to be like this, man. I used to
sometimes separate Mal and Ricky. Yeah, boys, come on. Yeah. But, mate, they'd be going at one another, and he'd be in the mood. Oh, you piss off.
Yeah. They'd be the first two at the bar after the game.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. But, I mean, if things were reported like they are now, people say there's a massive rift.
Rift, yep.
But that's just what happens in footy teams and clubs. Yeah. And sometimes it does spill over. But it's sometimes just those spur-of-the-moment actions, and then you settle down after the game, and then you have a beer, and away you go. But... No, I think it's important, though. Same thing. It's important that the Raiders win. And I think if they win one game, you can certainly go on a roll and win four or five. And any time you win four or five in this type of competition, you'll be up there and playing in finals contention.
You've got a new co-captain in Elliot Whitehead with Josh Hodgson stepping down. Did Josh call you and tell you he was doing that? And why is your understanding as to why he made that decision?
Yeah, I spoke to Hodgie about it. It was a couple of weeks ago now, so it did take him a while to find out. Spoke to Hodgie about it, and it was just what he thought was best for him at the time. And look, I obviously didn't want him to. We worked really well together. Hodgie and I were very different people. He's very passionate, very, wears his heart on his sleeve. I'm very chilled out. We chalk and cheese, so we work well together. But look, it's the best thing for Hodgie at the time and at the moment. So, bit harder with me and Elliot now because we're both very chilled out. We relax and enjoy each other's company really well. Elliot would be fine. He's a natural leader. He might not think it. He might not stand up and give the Braveheart speech like he thinks he has to, but he just leads by example and probably one of the most underrated players in the competition, in my opinion. So, mate, he'll just get out there and lead by example. And I keep mentioning Jack White, and he's just going up and up in leadership. And he's another one who doesn't think he's a leader, but he's in our leadership group now, and he doesn't want that big tag, but he's just a genuine leader with his actions. When he speaks, people listen, and obviously on the field as well. So we've got plenty of good leadership out there. Ryan James is another one who's played. Yeah. He was the captain of the Gold Coast Titans coming down, and he's starting to get back to that 8-10 games where he's missed 2 years. So we're not short on senior players. Obviously, Josh Papali's back and those boys. So, look, Elliot will be fine. He just needs to go out and play his natural game. And like I said, those names will follow him.
Must be hard on young George Williams as well. Toots, because living on the other side of other side of the world, and your partner's about to have a baby, and you haven't been home for a long period of time, and everyone I think could understand why he's homesick.
Yeah, poor Georgie. It's been this probably hasn't helped all this stuff. Like I said, 1 minute someone's not the captain, next minute someone's homesick, and it's just flooded through the club. And he's handled it really well. Georgie's very, very quiet, very laid back sort of bloke. So. Knowing Georgie, like all Pommies, he just wants to get out there and win as well. He's a competitive little bugger, and he'll just want to get out there and play footy again on the weekend.
Yeah.
After the week, that sort of stuff coming out in the week, he'll just want to play footy. And you're right, it's hard. I mean, they're on the other side of the world, and COVID last year, no one's seen anyone in, you know, between those two countries for a long time. So it's easy for me. I've got mum and dad down the road in Goulburn. All my family's from home, so it's easy for me to you know, to say that. So Georgie's been tough. The boys are ordering a beer.
Yes, they're the tough ones. We waited
tough.
For this.
Speaking of tough, Matt the tough, this is you, haven't
that is tough. Good, I saw those blokes here when I left last night.
Probably haven't left.
That's way too much. Just in the corner.
Bless.
Now, your horses. Now, you had one run yesterday in the town plate, Intuition.
Yeah, yep.
What happened?
I won't use the words Tommy gave me, but I was hoping Tommy butchered it so I could have sprayed him, but he actually rode it really well. He finished fifth or sixth, I think it was, and there wasn't much between second and about eighth at the time at, in the race. I don't think anyone's catching that leader anyway, to be honest, winner. But, he said he was got a bit of clear air and stopped trying a little bit, which is not what you want. But, look, we'll have a bit of fun with him. He'll be around. He wasn't disgraced by any means, but... it's always deflating when you don't win. It just knocks the wind out of your sail. But
especially when you think you're a chance to.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But look, Tommy rode him a treat, so I can't fault him on that. But it's good to see Cookie's tip get up the other day. The first
Cookie
one.
Cookie had a couple, didn't he?
Did the other one win, did it?
We're in a place, but he said have it each way.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. I didn't listen to that one. I don't listen to each way.
Yeah. I'm glad he won those two, because last night he wasn't any better.
I was better ring up and go, give me a run.
Actually, we should get you on. There you go.
What do you got then? What do you got?
You put the pressure on me.
Yeah.
We need something.
I've got my trotter's run having its first run in Albion Park tonight.
Okay.
Race 3, number 1. I think it's about $2.50.
Race 3, number 1, Albion Park. It is Catamac, is it?
Yep.
$2.15 and favourite.
Short. Very short.
Too short turn now.
Hope Shane Graham's listening.
Okay,
leave it with me. I'll get something for you next week.
Beautiful.
Tip one called Clarky. Remember a while back. Yes. It flew home for second. Yeah. Unfortunately, but I'll find
taking
something.
Second right now. Let me tell you,
mate. Great to talk to you. Looking forward to seeing you back. How long do you reckon?
Hopefully, just next week or the week after. But great stuff. It's not a long term one, but like I said, just get the boys a win tomorrow and. I'll forget about me anyway. It'd be good.
Thanks for joining us, mate.
Too easy. Thanks, boys.